For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McGamey. Two Utah men connected to a distribution case in Worland that was foiled by custom agents will now see their cases moved to federal court where mandatory minimums and other sentence enhancement will come into play. Dustin Ray Teeples, 42, and Kevin Crowley, 43, are accused of having 500 grams of alpha-pyrrolidinovel erphenone shipped from Hong Kong to a Worland residence. The synthetic drug, which is similar to bath salts, is more widely known as Flocka. This is the first known case of the drug making an appearance in Wyoming. Last Wednesday, federal agents transported Teeples from the Washakie County Jail to Casper, where he will be arraigned on federal distribution charges. U.S. Marshals are now looking for Crowley, who absconded during a medical furlough in late September. County Attorney John Worrell said that the two will be facing longer sentences with mandatory minimums in federal court, as well as possible enhancement due to the amount of drugs involved. They have extensive criminal histories, and the quantity in this case is very significant, he said. Flocka is generally sold by the tenth of a gram. They had more than 5,000 individual hits in that one package. Worrell also said that the case was significant in the far-reaching drug trade in Worland. He said that the case led to the arrests of 9 other people who have been involved in the felony distribution of controlled substances in our community, as well as assistance from more than a dozen informants. There is no doubt in my mind that good police work really is putting a dent in our local drug problem. However, there is still a lot more work to do. A 2-hour closure of US 20 Wyoming 789 has been rescheduled to Thursday, December 7th in Wind River Canyon. The closure is intended to help a contractor successfully and safely bring a large rock off the canyon wall to the edge of the highway. The 2-hour highway closure is scheduled between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Thursday, said YDOT resident engineer Kaya Tharp of Thermopolis. All work is dependent upon favorable weather. Tharp said work began Monday, December 4th with drilling and preparation of the site for blasting with explosives. Drivers should expect 15-minute stop times through Friday morning, Tharp said. Traffic will be slowed in the work zone with the use of flaggers. After blasting on Thursday, 15-minute stop delays are expected until all rocks are cleared from the roadway. The road may be closed again if all the rocks do not come down during the first blast. Citizens are being informed of the Thursday closure in a number of ways, including through use of digital message signs near Shoshone and Thermopolis. If you have a news story or a news tip for the Bighorn Radio Network, call us at 307-578-5000 or email us at news@bhrnwy.com. For more news, sports, opinion, contests, and more, check out our website, mybighornbasin.com. That's mybighornbasin.com. For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey.